L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Okay, welcome back to the American Eye Podcast. As always, we have Jeremy Gerlich over here, myself, Will Phelps, Excel Azule, and today our guest in person for the first time is Matt Coronet.
Yep, that's me.
What's going on, Matt?
Oh, you know, just hanging out.
So, Matt, the point of the podcast is what we do is we talk to actors and actresses who have been in our films, and we talk to them about their high school experience, what they were into in high school, what drove them, and see if we can find some commonality between all those things in what led all of you to be successful actors.
Great.
So, Jeremy, what's the most offensive question you've got?
Our summer campers, who you've met some of our interns, our summer campers, incredible. All of them are vetted. They put together all of these questions. That's amazing. I saw you may have like peered over.
No, I actually didn't. I didn't. The first thing Excel said was don't look at the sheet. So I didn't look at the sheet.
We're going to go through and ask like word for word what's written no matter what. It says right here, first car that you ever bought with your own money.
Wow.
Was a Camaro.
Yeah.
And it says that you will never sell that Camaro. True or false?
Very true. Like extremely true.
What year was the Camaro?
It's a 2016.
Oh, is that what Bumblebee was in Transformers?
Bumblebee was. Is that what inspired it? It was before the 2016 Camaro came out. Big car guy. It was before it came out, so for 2016, the Camaro was fully redesigned. And that was the first car I ever bought with my own money. Saved a lot of money for it. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go all out and buy a bright red Camaro for my first car.
How old were you?
My 19th birthday is when I bought it.
Do you still drive it?
I do. I it's like my second car now because I'm trying to keep miles low on it, but I do still drive it.
Your first car was at 19? What did you do between 16 and 19?
I consider that the first car that like was
you
my,
earned.
I earned it. The first car that I consider truly my first car was my mom's white Ford Edge. Whoa. So very mom car of me. I felt like I was a soccer mother every weekend.
Pretty good.
And it was great. But yeah, so it was my mom's Edge for a while. And then for the first like however many years, I drove, 3 years, I guess, at 16. But
that's the math, yeah.
That is mathing. And then the Camaro at 19, yeah.
Nice.
Did you have a name for it?
Yes.
Should we guess the name?
Oh, yeah, guess it.
Okay, the name of his red Camaro, 2016. What was cool in 2016? Floretta?
Do you want to know the like catchphrase or the quote that led me to this name?
Yeah. Oh, so you did have a name, but yes, give us a hint.
She's as light and fast as a blink. And maybe think about what kind of car it is and what might rhyme with the kind
Camaro,
of
car. A Bolero.
Arrow the Camaro.
She's as light and fast as an arrow.
So you would be like everyone hopping Arrow? The car was just Arrow?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you call it the Arrow? Right.
No, Arrow. Arrow. Just Arrow.
Arrow.
Just Arrow.
That's crazy.
Are we taking like the Jeep or Arrow? We're taking Arrow.
I did 2009 Ford Explorer that was white.
You still do.
And I still do.
Sure.
And I learned. I had it then and I still have it.
By the way, I've
you're
seen
really
that
trying
car.
To shove that one under the
It's not that white anymore.
It's not white at all.
It's like dirt color.
Off white.
I don't put many miles on it because I'm always here. But anyways, I learned that you can take chalk and rub chalk on a car tire and it stays without like really doing any damage to anything, but the car tire will change. So in high school, I used to take multicolored chalk and my tires look like lifesavers. And I thought it was so fun because I'd be like red, green, and like different slivers. And when I got this white one, I painted the tires white, so there, it was white walls on a white car, and I called it the Ghost, and it did not stick. No one called it Ghost. I'd be like, should we hop in Ghost? And they'd be like, yeah, we'll take the Explorer.
And how old were you with this one?
This would have been like 30.
No. This was last week. He just bought this Explorer.
No, this was high school. I tried Ghost, and it didn't stick, so I retired it before college.
But. Interesting. Wow. I didn't know you could do chalk on tires, and it would stay.
Give it a try. It's really fun. Everyone out there.
Where are you from?
I grew up in Arkansas, well, actually, it's not really. I tell people it's the middle of nowhere, Arkansas, because it feels more fun, but it's actually not. It's like a small town. Funny enough, though, it is officially, well, according to my parents, and I think they're just proud to have something about our town, but I guess officially the quickest growing region in the country, Northwest Arkansas. So I grew up there and moved to California in 2012. So it's been almost half my life since I've been in California. Actually, right at half my life since I've been in California. So it's like, you know, I feel like California is more home to me now.
What was the name of the town?
It's called Rogers.
Rogers,
Arkansas. Yeah.
How far from Little Rock? I know I've asked you
like,
this.
Like 5 hours. Okay. But our big claim to fame is we're about 10 minutes from Bentonville, which is where the home office of Walmart is.
Axel, did you, when you were learning about the states in the United States, when you grew up in Israel and you were learning about the state, did you know the individual states?
Not Arkansas.
If you saw Arkansas.
Right, that's a mean way to answer that question.
I did have to show Excel a picture of Arkansas on the U.S. map just to show.
Yes.
She's like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. She's like, what's in Arkansas? Yeah.
Excel, can you spell Arkansas? If you had to spell Arkansas, can you spell
it? It's not how you'd imagine.
A-R-K.
Okay.
I. Okay.
R-K. You're doing all right.
Uh-huh. N.
Do we have the shockers?
S. A H W.
Wow.
A H W. That's
Hot Tua. It was H or
W. A H W. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're submitting that to the governor tomorrow to change the name. Yeah.
Arkansas. I don't know.
Will, can you spell Arkansas?
A A R K A S A.
How many A's did you throw in there?
A few.
That's like
it's like a battery. Yeah. A R K A N S A S.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Sounds pretty good to me.
It's Arkansas.
Yeah.
You have an older brother.
Older brother. Yeah.
Any younger siblings?
No younger siblings. Just an older brother and older sister, and I'm the baby.
So did you get all the hand-me-down stuff?
Yes.
Well, how did you get the edge and not your older siblings?
What do you mean?
The Ford Edge.
Oh, the Edge. Well, because my siblings are much older. Like I guess not. My sister's 3 years. My brother's 8 years older than me. But my brother had always had trucks and whatever. But
what are their names? What are your? What
my brother's name's Ryan. Sister's name's Hannah. But when I started driving, we had already moved to California because just my mom and I moved to California. My mom or my dad, my brother and sister all stayed in Arkansas. So I just drove mom's car when I needed to like go places. So we just had the one car when we lived in California.
Got it.
And I would just take mom's car when I had.
Okay, I think we might be skipping. So sure. I think we might be skipping around, but you left Arkansas to go to California at how old?
13, like right before my 14th birthday.
No, why'd you move out? What were you doing?
So
what do you got?
What do you got? I did theater in school. I moved to California for acting. I did theater in school, and I heard one of the sketchiest things on the radio you've ever heard. It's like, do you want to be an actor in the Disney Channel?
No fucking way.
Wait, hold on.
There's a story here.
Oh my God.
I think we're discovering
something. I told you this
exists.
I
know, but we're. A lot?
It's almost every
happened to me.
We should partner with them.
Can we guess who this thing was?
Power? Kenny
John,
Powers?
John Robert, John Robert Powers. Powers.
Yes.
So John Robert Powers preys on the Midwest, I guess. I went to John Robert Powers, too.
And Kenny
Ridwan from the Goldbergs. And
Kenny Ridwan, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jake Short.
Yep.
I enjoyed my time there.
JRP.
And Victoria.
JRP.
Everybody.
Knows it's a scam, but also it
but
seems
it
to not be.
It works.
I think it's not
everyone
a scam.
We talk to.
Literally all our movie these stars are from there.
So. Why aren't we sponsored by John Robert
That's
Powers?
What I'm saying.
They
we
don't need
partner.
Our help. They're making they're Disney making, stars.
They're making what Disney the hell? Stars. They're doing crushing. Five.
Mine was in like a strip mall in Denver that looked like a dentist.
Mine
office.
Was in a strip mall in Denver. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Mine was in a strip mall in Rogers, Arkansas.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
And there was like two agents there, like one from like Tennessee. And they were like, you've got to come to this convention. There's going to be a ton of agents and managers and you're going to become the biggest star if you go to this. And I was like, well, of course. I mean, I want to be the biggest star.
Did you want to be an actor before you heard?
Yes, because I did theater in school. But weirdly enough, did The Wizard of Oz in theater. Farmer number two had one line and I walked out on stage and forgot it every single show.
Great.
Every single show.
Do you remember it now?
Nope.
I don't remember Farmer Number Two line.
Pretty good. I don't.
It was probably like it was probably something like, "Where's the tractor pulling happening?"
You should just improv that. You should improv that, throwing the whole show off. It's like Dorothy, there's the tornado. Farmer Number Two, go.
Well, I would imagine that was at the beginning of the show, right?
Where's the tractor pulling?
Because you're in Kansas in the beginning of the show.
You're in Kansas in the beginning of the show, right? I would assume it probably was. To be honest, that was when I was like 8, and I don't remember a bit of. I have completely shoved it to the back of my memory because it was horrifying every single time.
Is that the first play that you remember?
That's the first. I think that's the only like on stage play I've ever done. Ever.
What?
Yeah.
And you blew it.
And I blew it. And here I am, somehow.
Wow. Well, John Robert Powers.
John Robert Powers saw me as Farmer Number Two and was like, I'm going to make a star out of that kid.
Who was Dorothy? Do you remember?
Yes. It was the popular hot girl in theater. I don't remember her name, but.
You don't?
No.
Come on.
Sounds like you might.
I actually don't. I can visualize her face very perfectly. But at the time, I was so infatuated with my little girlfriend, you know. I had a girlfriend named Lizzie. Lizzie, if you're watching, this is dedicated to you.
Lizzie, what's her last name?
Sorry, Lizzie. I don't know.
What that did fell she apart play? Very fast.
What did she play?
What did she play?
Was she in the Wizard
No, she wasn't. She wasn't there.
Was she in the audience?
She was in the audience. And she was in the audience for every
And she saw you fuck up the line every single
sure.
time.
For sure. But I always made up for it when I played basketball. Because I would play basketball and I would always like show off and like make great shots and then look at her and wink. So it was like great.
It sounds like you were living the Zac Efron life there.
Oh, I was indeed Zac Efron.
Every swish and then a wink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then walks out as a tree on stage. Yeah.
Right. When you heard the advertisement on the radio, was this after the musical had happened or before?
After. So I really was like, yeah, I got this.
You're like, that went well. That went, I think this is my time to really go to well. JRP and yeah, test yeah, my yeah. stuff.
And you went to the convention.
And I went to the convention. So I went to the JRP, which was in like a strip mall in Arkansas. And did that whole thing, got invited to LA to this convention. And it was like a 4-day convention where it's like, you know, like 2 days of monologues, a day of commercial and a day of scenes. And like,
what were the monologues you did?
I'm learning now. I guess it's important to remember these things for moments like this.
Obviously.
I don't remember.
It's really important that you remember all those.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I just remember I did a string cheese commercial.
Did you have to eat string cheese?
Wait, I remember what my monologue was. My monologue was, so I am a huge fan of the Avatar movies, the James Cameron Avatar movies. So it's this like epic little like monologue that he has, just like it gave, I remember in 2009, it gave me goosebumps. Now, granted, I was only 12, but it gave me goosebumps. So I chose that as my scene for my monologue for iPop. And clearly won the audience over.
So it was a great string cheese commercial. Now let's hear the moving speech you're giving to the invading Navi tribe.
No, I'm sure I could look up the lines. I don't know what it is. It's something like,
Do we have it?
It's like, my brothers, sisters. That's the only part I remember because it was like, I it was
That's
so.
Great.
What?
Yeah.
Home trees under attack.
Home trees on. These people are coming and they don't care what you want. They're coming to invade home tree. My brother. I just remember brothers and sisters. And hey, thank.
That's pretty darn good.
That was pretty phenomenal. And what were your, can you please remember the string cheese?
The string cheese, it had to be something like something like, Do you like your cheese in a wheel, or do you want string?
I have another question that relates that we should have asked the other ones who went through this convention. Did you meet other people that auditioned back then that now you recognize as other?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, so there was, here's the thing. There were people there that they brought in as like special guest presenters for like, cause they do award nights as well. Right. So there were people they brought in as special guest presenters that I was a little suspicious that they paid to be there that weren't actually alumni. Cause like they were saying that they were all alumni, but I was like, there's no way, but, I forget his name, but the little boy from, the young kid from, the Zendaya and Bella Thorne show. What was it? Shake It Up. The young kid from Shake It Up. His name's David something. Very young kid. He was there, and apparently he went through this as well. And that's like where he got to start.
Well,
so they do have a lot of like Disney people go through it.
I would believe it because yeah, it seems like they have a strong thread to Disney because it seems like their whole business model is find young unknown people from around the country of talent, bring them to LA, and put them in young adult shows, right?
Yes, but what's interesting is they don't have any ties to like Disney or Nickelodeon. So I think it's just like, I think they have just like gotten lucky with like their alumni, like actually being smart with business and like learning, like going the right way. Cause like, I also didn't realize until very late on into my career that like, this is actually a business and that it's not just like always like just have fun, which like it is like you have fun, but like, I didn't realize how business oriented you have to be until like a few years into like my career, and then I was like, oh yeah, this is like a career that I have to like sustain a life on.
What's give us an example?
Like just literally specifically for the way that I feel like it, like for me, I want to like my career projection to go a certain way. So with that, I have to align myself and my team, the people I bring onto my team that can help push me in the trajectory I want to go. So for example, the first agency that I was with for a while, like they were really, really good. A lot of their talent was on Nickelodeon and Disney. And I was like, that's a great, like, that's what I want to do right now. And I did that. Like I was on Nickelodeon and Disney and it was great. And now like I'm in a trajectory of my life where I'm like trying to move into more young adult stuff or just like more adult stuff in general. Cause I've done a lot of like family and kids TV and movies. And so the management and agency that I just brought on for that are specializing significantly more in cultivating careers for more adult men or young adult men or whatever that will help push me outside the boundaries of the things that I have been doing. Because, like, I've done that and I will keep doing it as long as, like, I enjoy the project and I enjoy the character. But, like, at the end of the day, I do eventually want to move into different spaces to try and work different muscles as an actor and like things like that.
Into 69.
So that's why this was perfect because 69. Scene.
Well, obviously what we do is young adult movies and they're all R-rated and kind of dirty. And a lot of people come out of the Disney network and are excited to do their first raunchy movie. Same with Nickelodeon. Seems to be a feud there. Which was first, Nickelodeon or Disney for you?
So Nickelodeon was first. And I was like constantly going out for series regulars on Nickelodeon and series regulars on Disney, like consistently. And nothing, so I did a lot of like guest stars on Nickelodeon. A lot of guest stars on Nickelodeon. And at the time I was like, oh yeah, Nickelodeon's great. And I loved working with Nickelodeon. And then once I like got that first thing, I did a guest star for... No, I don't think I ever did do a guest star for a Disney show. I tested for so many Disney things and I was like, oh, I love Disney. And Disney also kind of like owns the world. So there's that. But yeah, High School Musical, the musical, the series, was the first thing I did for Disney. And
oh, wow.
And which is crazy because that's like very recent.
How does it feel to... So you've now like you've kind of graduated from Disney, and you're working on Summer 69. How's that feel?
It's really nice. And here's the thing. Like I said, I genuinely do like I love doing like the Disney. And this isn't just a PR answer. I do love like doing the Disney like stuff. It's super fun, and Disney's wonderful to work with. But like I said, it is fun to stretch myself and not have to like be scared to be like, oh. Shut up, dummy. Like, if I want to, like, improv something, because, like, you got, you know, you have to be very aware of what you're saying, like, if you're doing anything with Disney, because it is geared towards younger audiences. So, and I was talking with Julia Lester, who did your guys' last movie, I was like, yeah, this is the first time I've ever done something where I have to say fuck. Yeah, this is the first time I've ever, like done something where I've had to, like, curse in a movie, which is, like,
freeing.
Yeah. It just, like, I do feel like, especially if I'm, like, improvising in a scene, it does make it feel like I can have more fun.
Ninny is going to hate this.
Oh, my grandparents, I'm sorry, are not watching this movie.
Well, joke's on you, Matt, because this is also still on Disney. Yeah,
we're going to let you in a little secret.
I guess it technically is. Yeah.
No, it absolutely is. Yeah, we internationally, are. It's on Disney Plus.
Yeah, unfortunately, you are doing a Hulu
movie.
You have
an escape.
Hulu is owned by Disney.
Well, I knew that.
We have a movie called The Binge, which is all about doing drugs, and it's on Disney Plus overseas. Yeah.
They called
That's
us.
Crazy.
The entire movie of The Binge is all about, like, kids doing drugs, like insane drugs. It's not like just smoking weed. It's like crank.
I mean, look,
it's made
the
up
cocaine.
Drugs. Yeah. None of us do drugs. So we're all like, yeah, what about
Poppets
over
slam balls? We just, like, had all these, like, made up drugs, and we were doing the, it was like right before the trailer was released, and we had an amazing trailer. It was so funny. And then And they just, like, we got a call. They're like, we can't show literally any of this in the trailer. Yeah. And
they said, we can't show kids doing drugs in the trailer. And we said, the log line of the movie is kids doing drugs.
in a trailer.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like with this movie, though, it's not, like, far enough to where, like, Disney's gonna, like, where Disney, it can't go on Disney Plus, right? Like,
it's hard because you have,
like, that's a, but I forgot.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. When somebody asked you what movie, here, let me, I'm gonna be
sure,
pretend
sure,
to
sure.
be your grandma. What movie are you doing?
Oh, my, I'm doing a movie about a girl who hires a stripper to teach her how to be sexy to 69 with this boy at school.
Oh, Matthew, you never should have left Arkansas. Yeah.
Arkansas!
But I want to ask you seriously, because I have the same thing where somebody's like, oh, what, like my mom, like, or my kids, like, oh, we're doing a movie. What's it called? It's called Summer 69. What's it about? I'm like, it's kind of like roughly based on the Ryan, the Bryan Adams song,
Dancing Around It.
Yeah, like, oh, that's great. My mom, and when I was telling my mom, she's like, oh, yeah, I remember that year. Like, are you going to have something about Neil Armstrong and the moon landing? I was like, I can pitch it.
Yes.
I don't know. Like, I can pitch it. You know, I just didn't want to get it. So what do you say?
Well, actually, funny enough, when we had the 4th of July at your house, I was with your wife and your kids on the boat, and your kids kept asking, like, what movie is it? What movie is it? And I kept seeing your wife being like, stop asking. And I was like, oh, it's a love story. It's a love story. They were like, oh, that's so sweet. What about? Like, what's the love story about? I was like, ask your mother. It's a love story. Your mother can share when she's ready.
Way to pass the buck. That's smart.
Yeah. I mean, that is literally, I mean, I, my grandparents know what it's about. They knew. If I am trying to, like, kind of, like, soften it a little bit, I will be like, oh, it's like a story about, you know, finding really who you are and not being afraid of who you are and not trying to change yourself to get somebody that you might like or might be interested in.
That's a Disney answer.
It's
That's
a story about finding who you are in someone else's crotch.
Yeah, exactly.
And face. Yeah. 69. Get it? You understand?
Face?
And face.
I got it.
I know, but you're not looking for another face.
The crotch is looking at the face.
Well, but the crotch doesn't have eyes.
Correct.
And the crotch hills have eyes.
The face is looking at the crotch.
Right.
Right.
You are finding out who you are in someone else's crotch.
Uh-huh. And that's going to be the log line on Disney Plus.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a bad tagline. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. You go like Hannah Montana.
Summer 69.
69-ing.
Summer 69. Find out who you are in someone else's crotch.
Wow.
Sure.
Let's trademark that.
So you get the agent.
Right.
She says, I can make you famous if you stay in L.A. You're in Arkansas. How do you convince your mom to move you to L.A.? And then where do you guys move to?
So here's the thing. Great. Fantastic question.
Thank you.
I have, like, genuinely the best family ever, like, ever. My parents are incredible, and they love me so much.
And you're the baby.
For now.
But no, they, so we finished like the whole convention and yeah, that's literally what she said. She was like, if you want to be an actor, like you're going to have to come to LA. Cause this was well before like self tapes and before everything was over Zoom and like everything was in person. So she was like, you've got to come to LA and pursue it from here. Cause you're not going to be able to do anything from Arkansas. So that was in January of 2012. Come like February, March, we had conversations and we were like, okay, me and my mom are going to move out to California. We're going to give it 2 years. If nothing,
2 years.
It, 2 years.
Wow.
So we went out and we gave it like, I think, I don't think, I was doing like short films and like, and stuff like that and like student films just to kind of like figure out what I was doing. And I don't think I really did anything substantial enough to know that this could actually like be a living for me until like the year mark. And then I like did like a guest star on a TNT show. The very first TV show I ever did was
Criminal
on
Minds?
Southland on TNT.
Fuck.
I know.
Somebody screwed up.
Well, I was on Criminal Minds.
Okay,
good. I was on Criminal Minds.
Okay, good.
I was.
We got it. Nice.
I got killed on Criminal Minds. That was fun. That was very fun.
How'd you get killed?
I got shot 3 times and bludgeoned. And originally in the script, there was the scene of me getting killed and they cut it, which I was really bummed about because I wanted to like have the scene of me dying. But there was a scene of me laying there, like full covered in blood. My clothes stuck to me because of like the blood mixture they had.
And your mom was like, this was worth moving to LA.
My mom was like, this is so worth every second seeing my son lay dead in the show.
So you're there.
Yeah.
Are you going to high school?
No, I'd finished my eighth grade year. I started high school in an online program.
What?
Yeah, in an online program. And it was terrible. It was terrible because I was always like a super social kid. So I didn't have any social like connections.
Why?
With any
you
other
couldn't
kids my
do
age.
LA like in person?
Well, I guess I could have, but it with like acting, the scheduling would be so difficult to do a public school. And when I moved out to California, we moved to Temecula. If you guys know where Temecula is, it's like 2 hours. It's like right between San Diego and LA. It's like 2 hours.
Where in Temecula did you live?
Well, technically it was Murrieta, but I say Temecula because that's where most people don't know about Murrieta. They know about Temecula.
So you're doing online high school because you're acting so
yes.
much. It's the 1 year mark at your... The experiment yeah. that you and your mom decided yeah. to do in LA.
Right.
And you never go to high school.
No, I never go to public high school. But I had my experiences through my brother and sister because they went to public high school. So like I didn't feel like I missed out on anything in public high school. But yeah, I never did public high school, did it all online. And fun fact, I actually don't know if anyone knows this. I don't know if I've ever said this. I dropped out of high school, like quite literally like, uh-huh. Great catch.
I missed it.
Did you miss? Okay.
He's clapping for this.
Like, quite I think it was like 2 months before I would have graduated. I dropped out because I had gotten so far behind on my math, whatever the math like curriculum was at the time. Like, what is it? Algebra 2? I don't know what you do in high school. But
clearly.
But I dropped out like 2 months before because I got so far behind that I just didn't want to catch up. So I was just like, all right, well, I'm done. And then I ended up getting my, I did the CHESPE. So that way you can like test out of high school and not have to worry about whatever.
So you got your GED.
Technically, I guess.
Hmm.
Isn't that kind of it's kind of the same thing. And then I did a couple, like I did like a semester of community college so that it like could nullify the fact that I didn't.
Would you take it community college? What classes?
I was just doing basics. I think I did like my basics of math and science because I was gonna start going to school for kinesiology. I'm the kind of person where like whatever I'm doing, I like to give it 200%. And I have a
like
hard
this
time,
podcast.
Like this podcast.
You're like, I need to make more money, so I'm getting out of school.
So I'm
right
getting
now.
Out of school. I'm gonna go do a job that is the least consistent work. No, I like to fully focus on the one thing I'm doing. So I didn't want to like half-ass doing school and half-ass doing acting. I was like, well, acting's going well right now, so I'm going to like focus on acting. And then if at any point acting like takes a dip, then like if it's a long enough dip, I'll go back to school and like work on school and like focus on that. But I was like, I'm going to focus on acting because it's going well and I enjoy it. And that's like what my passion is. My passion is not kinesiology or medicine.
You could play a kinesiologist on TV.
Oh. Yeah, I would love to play a doctor. I think it would be so fun.
We're on question number 3. Let me get here. Were you on Josh Bassett's side or Olivia Rodrigo's side or secret third option Sabrina Carpenter's side?
That's crazy. I love all of them so much. I was on nobody's side. I love all of
Fuck
them.
Fuck, kill, marry those three people. Olivia Rodrigo, Josh Bassett, Sabrina Carpenter.
I have to marry Josh. I mean, of course. And that's all I'm going to say on that. All
right, this one's not a question. It's just a statement that someone put in bold.
Okay.
Matt stands at a height of 6'1", 1.5 inches. Is that true? You said
1.5. Wow, we're getting to half an inch.
Wait, 6'1", 1.5 inches.
Likewise, he has an attractive and muscular physique and weighs around 75 kilograms.
Can we see that?
Moreover, the actor's facial features include his dark brown hair and blue eyes.
Oh, it's crazy. So my eyes, a lot of people seem to think they're blue.
The interns do.
I think I'm pretty sure they're, well, technically they're hazel on my birth certificate, but I think they're green. That's
my. Do they shift?
Yes.
Mine are hazel, and depending on the
depending on
environment,
the environment, what I'm wearing.
It's either blue or green.
Both of you are not hazel,
blue, so they probably look blue.
Can we zoom in?
Can we
zoom in here and let the audience decide? Hey, audience, if you're watching right now, all three of you, can you please decide? Everyone, vote for blue to the right. And vote for green to the left. I don't know how that works, but...
So, Matt, high school is a world of firsts. It's where it's why we started American High. It's the first time you drove a car, first time you got drunk, first time you went to a house party. Some of the craziest movies we make are about house parties. Do you remember what was the first time you got drunk at a house party?
So, okay, this is a two-parter. Because I've only ever been drunk once, and I say drunk loosely. I don't really drink at all. Like very, very occasionally. The one time I've gotten drunk was at my dad's house with my best friend. We were watching football, and it's because my best friend was just like, have another, have another, have another. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, I will. Eventually, I had like 8 beers without any food, without any water, without anything. Because I don't drink, I'm an extreme lightweight. This was a year ago. So I was 24. First house party, though, was probably with my brother in Arkansas. I was definitely underage, but I went with Ryan to one of his friend's house parties, and I specifically remember walking into their like basement they had, and they were playing beer pong, and I was like, I remember the thought of like at like, you know what, like 11 years old, like, oh, I shouldn't be here right now. And I sat on the couch and I spoke to my brother, like two of my brother's girlfriends, and I was like, in this moment, I was like, I'm the coolest I've ever been. I'm talking to two high school, like beautiful high school women at 11 years old. And I'm like, I am such a G right now. And I'd spent the entire night on the couch talking to them.
So do you have a threesome?
Absolutely not. No.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what was it like? So when you moved to LA, you were doing online school.
Yeah.
So you didn't really have any, you didn't go to, did you go to prom?
I never went to any school dance. I never went to any, like, I never really went to like any parties. I never went to, I mean, I went to like friends' parties, but I've really only ever been to like one, like true, like what the kids would call a rager. I've only ever been to like one true party. And it's just like not my thing.
What was that?
Okay. Story? So, I do think that we have – I think it's our responsibility to throw for you specifically the best rager.
Wow.
You could, and we'll just do it for you.
Wow. Okay.
Would you be into that?
Maybe.
We'll keep it safe. We'll keep it fun. Maybe. Like,
I want you to know my best friend of almost 10 years has been trying to get me – drunk with him multiple times, high with him multiple times, and tried to get me to go to parties with him, and like he can't do it. Like,
we don't have to get you drunk. We don't have to get you high.
No,
there's enough any.
No. I do fireworks inside of our house.
We have music. We do crazy stuff. Great. You don't have to drink.
No,
you don't have to smoke.
I'm just saying, like, he's tried to get me to do so many, like, go to parties.
Why don't you want to?
I think I have a really, really negative association with like parties and stuff, because I always saw my brother get in trouble with like friends and get in a lot of trouble via parties and stuff. So I think learning from like older brother getting himself into trouble, I was like, I don't want to get myself in that position. So
what was the story of your older brother? Like, did he get into a lot of trouble?
He did. He was a trouble kid.
Is he doing okay now?
Oh, he's doing fantastic now. He's like, he's doing great. He's got his own business. He's like doing fantastic.
Would he come to our party for you?
I mean, if he, yeah.
It says here you have a husky named Coda.
I do have a husky named Coda.
And it says, do you think it's ironic that you and your husky have the same eyes?
I specifically remember when I was looking for a puppy, I was looking, I was literally did not care about the personality. I just wanted it to be pretty. So, and I got a pretty one.
And did you bring your dog with you?
Not here, no.
Why?
She's a big, big dog. And also, she's in Arkansas with my family. She has a big backyard.
With your dad and your brother?
She's at my mom's house, yeah.
Wait, now your mom's back in Arkansas?
Yeah, my mom's in Arkansas. My mom moved back to Arkansas like 4 years after we first moved out there. So once I was like old enough to get my own place, I could like afford my own place, then she moved back to Arkansas because my sister had kids, and so she's a grandma now, my mom is. It was like right before my 14th birthday, so it must have been longer because I had just turned 19. It was right after I got the Camaro. But yeah, I just turned 19, so I guess it was longer than 4 years.
What was the first place you drove with once you had the Camaro?
This is a great story. So the first, maybe it's not. Maybe it's just great for me. The highway. So I took the 101. No. So the Camaro, right?
The Arrow.
Arrow. Sorry. Let's make sure we get this right. So Arrow. I buy Arrow, and the weekend I get Arrow, my dad is in town visiting, and I'm with my friend. We're like, let's go take the car on a joyride. Like, a Camaro does not have a backseat. So we have me, one of my close friends, and then my dad, who is like a large man sitting in the back seat. So we're packed into this car, and it's very low to the ground. And we fill it up with gas, and I'm pulling out of the gas station. This is 2 days after I buy it. I drive off the curb because I don't see where like the dip down is. So I'm like, great, already damaging this car. Then we take it up Mulholland, and it's like midnight. And
that's
I'm
where
like,
James Dean died.
Is it? That's horrifying. So we take it up Mulholland, and I'm like, well, I'm going to, like, see what the car can do. So it's dark.
That's what James Dean said.
Yeah, it's dark, and it's, like, I have my high beams on, and it's midnight, and I'm flying around these corners. There is no record of this, so no fact checking. No, so I'm flying around the corners.
We hit a homeless person.
We hit a homeless.
We threw him over the side of the home, and then we just kept going.
A lot of things happened that night. No, so we are going around. I'm on the phone with my mom, and she's like, how's it going? Like, when are you going to be home? We're like, whatever. And as, like, we're about to hang up, I'm going probably 80 down Mulholland. I'm, like, flying on a straight stretch.
Wait,
and
what straight stretch?
Well, straight-ish stretch.
Mulholland curves.
You're right, but one of the straighter stretches. And I don't know Mulholland at the time, and I still don't. And I guess there's, like, a 90-degree turn, and I'm going, like, 80 down Mulholland, just flying through these like these corners. And my dad, yeah, well, my dad's like, son, be careful. And I'm like, oh, I'm fine. So we see like this corner come up, and I just remember like all three of us screaming like, oh shit. And my mom's like, what? And it's the 2 days after I buy the car, like squealing tires, going around this corner. That is probably the closest to death I've ever been. And it was horrifying.
Where's your mom? You didn't see
her. She
mom.
Was at home.
On the phone.
She was on the phone at home. Because she was just calling to check in to see like how the drive was going. And I'm flying around this corner.
No!
Yeah, literally.
Oh,
she
no!
was.
I love you.
Yeah, it was horrifying. It was horrifying.
No.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast.
I've had a great time.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.